Appendix A, Use of Army Automated Deployment Tools. The purpose of this appendix is to provide an understanding of the components and systems that support the Army deployment process to enable mission accomplishment. This appendix outlines use of the TCAMS-2 and Compass deployment tools to support the deployment process. Overview. The Army deployment process must satisfy the CJCS requirement to develop an accurate TIPFID for the first 7 days of deployment after initial deployment instructions are received. The TIPFID is a collection of movement requirements data to support deployment planning. The TIPFID includes a list of what, when, where, and how equipment and personnel are to be moved. Transportation and operational planners use the deployment data processed through TCAMS into JOPES to perform a transportation feasibility analysis. This analysis of an OPLAN's TIPFID determines supportability in terms of the type and amount of strategic lift assets required to accomplish planned movements within specified movement dates. TCAMS-2 is the system of record the Army uses for the deployment of units. It includes automated support to assist unit commanders to create, maintain, manage, and update unit equipment lists, personnel lists, and deployment databases. TCAMS-2 integrates the Integrated Computerized Deployment System, ICODES database, on a single platform to enhance air load planning. Integrating ICODES Air gives TCAMS-2 users an enhanced capability to quickly develop balanced air load plans for deployment of cargo and passengers. ICODES Air allows users to configure load plans according to specific delivery methods and available aircraft. Additionally, TCAMS-2 interfaces with the Integrated Booking System and the Gates Air Surface Cargo Booking and Manifesting application to support preparation of detailed deployment plans. The unit movement functions are contained in 4 modules of TCAMS-2. Asset Management provides the capability to maintain personnel readiness data, licenses, equipment qualifications, medical and immunization status, etc., equipment, supplies, deployment support equipment, and create reports. Movement planning provides the capability to receive movement requirements and analyze the requirements to create tailored movement plans. Movement coordination provides the capability to request transportation assets and coordinate land, sea, air freight, and passenger movement requirements from origin to destination. It allows the user to prioritize loads. Movement execution provides the capability to execute the segments and legs developed in the movement plan in a logical order. TCAMS-2 gives the user the ability to monitor unit move information and track unit cargo and assets during movements using AIT devices. Compass is a data system developed by ForceCom to support movement of Army units. Compass is used to update deployment and transportation information systems and databases with actual movement requirements data for movement planning and movement execution. It is designed to support strategic mobility analyses to assist in the validation of unit movement requirements data and to provide general information support services relative to unit moves. Compass achieves these functions by maintaining a centralized database of both generic and scenario-dependent detailed UMD. This data includes composite equipment listings reflecting the movement characteristics and planned shipping configuration useful to both strategic planners and transportation or traffic management agencies. Compass now performs all of the functionality that was previously provided by Joint Force Requirements Generator 2. The following is a list of functions enabled by Compass. Compass JOPES Interface. Compass maintains the Army's only direct interface with JOPES. Compass receives UMD reported by the mobilizing or deploying units via TCAMS-2. Compass edits and formats the data and uploads it to JOPES, where it replaces generic UMD for a given OPLAN. The data is then available to planners and schedulers worldwide. Active Database. Compass is the database storage source for JOPES Level 4 and 6 detail. It provides current detail listing and summary of unit UMD via annual reporting, as well as current and historical. Active Edit Checks. Compass contains an online tool which uses the most current equipment characteristic data provided by the Military Surface Deployment and Distribution Command Transportation Engineering Agency, SDDCTEA. It catches errors including transportation control number duplication or duplications, invalid or deleted line item number/indexes. missing required codes, handing, mode to port, type equipment, type cargo code, etc. Inaccurate dimensional characteristics. Equipment characteristics data, also called ECD. Equipment characteristics data is an Army standard reference in developing and reporting movement requirements. Compass edit checks are based upon TB55-46-1, which are specifically oriented to unit movement transportability and deployability. Compass ULN pull from JOPES. Compass automates a prototype compass.pej file, directly pulling required TIPFID data fields from JOPES, creating a fully functional compass.pej file within the Compass application. Non-deployable equipment / UICs. They are based upon type data code TDC, supporting a specific deployment or exercise, equipment by line item number, and unit by UIC that can be highlighted by asterisks for further evaluation by planners. Type unit characteristics file and type unit equipment detail file. Compass maintains the Army's type unit characteristics file and type unit equipment detail file unit and equipment file information in accordance with Department of the Army, DA, requirements. Integrated booking system. Compass uses reported or a self-generated UMD and generates an export data file. Annual updates. Compass supports the transition of the active, reserve, and National Guard units reporting of their UMD through the TCAMES-2 OEL reporting process. This allows Compass to perform an evaluation through the same edit checks as it would if the units were deploying. This also allows for the identification and correction of their UMD from TCAMES-2, for which there are no formal edit checks, avoiding both known and unknown UMD data error or errors while in admin with full support of the Compass editors. Once the UIC is error-free, Compass provides a Compass OEL showing UMD is reported for their unit movement program book. Advanced Transportation Control and Movement Document. Compass provides an Advanced Transportation Control and Movement Document to GTN. For each ULN updated in JOPES, an automated GTN/Advanced Transportation Control and Movement Document backfile is generated and processed in Compass, increasing accuracy and reportability of only data reported to JOPES, providing the initial ITV for command and control oversight, filling the deployment gap from motor pool to tip and scales. The process is fully automated in the TIPFID data process. JOPES, Compass, TCAMES-2, Compass, JOPES, GTN/IGC, TTAN/TTN reporting process by embedding required data supporting the Transportation Tracking Account Number, TTAN/Transportation Tracking Number data process. Compass Total Asset Visibility, CTAV, online analytical processing. The ForceCom Power BI, Cyperconus Network, Report Server, RS, is being used as a visualization tool with a live connection refreshing CTAV data source tables every 5 minutes to provide near-live data. The Power BI RS is a multidimensional analytical tool to query the Compass relational database for data mining to visualize data processed by the Compass application. The Power BI Server CTAV data source provides data by ASCC Compass Region Army Command, United States Army Reserve Command, and National Guard Bureau down to the Corps Transportation Office, CTO, Division Transportation Office, DTO, and Installation Transportation Office, ITO. Users are able to query UDLs by TDC, UIC, ULN, support installation geographic location, component code, date range, and item line item number displaying packs, vehicle, and equipment with level 6 rolled into prime mover. The OEL UMD is represented by component code TDC, A active, N National Guard, and R reserve by support installation and or command, support geographic location, UIC, assignment code subgrouping, and line item number. Model displaying packs, vehicle, and equipment with level 6 rolled into prime mover and highlighted if delinquent or pending delinquent. Compass TIPFID Comparison Tool, CTCT. CTCT uses the Joint Operations Planning Execution System, JOPES, known requirements and compares them to received unit-sourced UDL and UMD and identifies outstanding source TIPFID requirements down to each deployment ULN and provides detailed unit information utilizing the Defense Readiness Reporting System Army, DRSA. Filters allow users to expand and segregate data and identify relevant data quickly by region, location, TDC, UIC, ULN, support location, geographic location, and component code. The CTCT uses the compass.pej TIPFID compressed data files capability to pull packaged JOPES Force Module TIPFID requirements. JOPES Force Module is the electronic folder with selected UIC or UICs / ULN or ULNs. Each assigned UIC and ULN depicts required timeline and type mode movement for unit-level sourcing to meet ASCC-supported requirements. The CTCT maintains connections with the Compass and DRSA databases, and users refresh supporting data as required. The process described in the following paragraphs presents an overview of TCAMES-2 in support of the deployment process. Its web-enabled capability allows users access to the system to perform their unit move operations from anywhere in the world, provided they have an Internet Explorer browser, a DoD-issued Internet Protocol address, and an authorized user identification and password. The move to an enterprise permits units to share information and pass data more easily between higher and lower echelons and other interface partners. Compass ULN pull from JOPES is the automated process of pulling required TIPFID requirements for the creation of a Compass PEJ, which is a pre-formatted compressed data file. This data is provided to ITO for TCAMES-2 plan creation and UMO souring of TIPFID passenger, cargo, and TTAN ITV tracking requirements. Compass can pull directly from JOPES by providing plan identification number, PID. UICs for ULN query pull and selection also has the capability to pull by force module by providing PID and force module folder name. The PID is only used as a reference, and at no time is the PID pulled from JOPES nor used in the generation of the Compass PEJ. Compass PEJ are only generated and disseminated in accordance with Action Officer guidance. File is created on CIPRNet side and transmitted on the NIPRNet. Sourcing requirements are created within JOPES. Data requirements for JOPES include TIPFID, Type Unit Characteristics File, TUSHA, and a TTAN ITV tracking number when available for each UIC based upon PID, UIC, and Type Mode Movement ULN and Compass pulls and provides requirements based upon ASCC Action Officer guidance. Plans are created within TCAMES-2 at the ITO/UMC level for unit-level sourcing to meet supporting TIPFID requirements timelines by Type Mode Movement ULNs and sent in accordance with AR-525-93. After creating a plan on the TCAMES-2 server, the force provider imports the TIPFID and announces through the news groups and emails, collaboration tools, that the plan is available to the installations. Once the installation and core have reviewed the plan, they notify the units that the plan is available. Units can then match assigned personnel and equipment to plan requirements. The step-by-step sequence for using a UDL to source a TIPFID is as follows. Step 1. Create TIPFID. The TIPFID is created based on coordination between the supported GCC, the supporting combatant commander, and the force provider to create an OPLAN and JOPES to outline the requirements of the supported GCC. Step 2. Copy JOPES execution plan. The supporting combatant commander accesses JOPES to create a copy of the execution plan with force provider requirements. Step 3. Sourcing requirements are created within JOPES. Data requirements include TIPFID, TUSHA, and TTAN ITV tracking number when available for each UIC based upon PID, UIC, and Type Mode Movement ULN. Sourcing requirements are sent via Compass PEJ in accordance with AR-525-93, based upon ASCC Action Officer. Step 4. Compass imports the force module from JOPES. Compass pulls directly from JOPES by providing PID, UIC or UICs for ULN query pull and selection or by force module by providing PID and force module folder name provided by an ASCC action officer. Compass validates UIC against the Army Data Warehouse through DIRSA, pulls and provides with each transaction directly from the Army Data Warehouse an external validation of UIC, ULN, unit name, component code, home station, state, Compo 3, Army Reserve General Officer, ARGO code, and remarks where sourced from DIRSA or internal from Compass or if invalid. Non-Army UICs are handled internally, allowing Army support installation to report through TCAMES2 UDL-UMD to ASSC for validation through Compass for JOPE sourcing. The PID is only used as a reference, and at no time is the PID pulled from JOPES, nor used in the generation of the Compass PEJ. The JOPES TIPFID sourcing process contains no UMD, and the TCAMES2 sourced UDL-UMD business processes are compliantly segregated and sourced UMD-only updates JOPES Level 3 and 4 cargo and personnel numbers. This allows for JOPES TIPFID timeline changes to be made after Compass PEJ pull and prevents the possibility of spillage of classified information. Step 5. Operation security of data and information. The risk of spillage is very low due to the automated programming that downloads and uploads unclassified data without human intervention. Compass is a consumer of unclassified UMD from many sources. Compass does not produce any document or data for export or automated interface other than that of unclassified data. Furthermore, Compass does not have the capability to maintain other than unclassified data by canned modular design, preventing the user from adding, modifying, interfacing, nor exporting data other than unclassified. File is generated on the CIPRNet side and transmitted on the NIPRNet. The supporting combatant commander staff performs approved air gap procedures to ensure no classified data is passed to unclassified systems. Air gap procedures involve removing classified data prior to passing TIPFID requirements data with ULNs and movement data to an unclassified TCAMES2. The unclassified Compass file is then forwarded by email to the installation or unit. Step 6. Import unclassified Compass file. The installation creates a plan on the TCAMES2 Enterprise/Garrison server and imports the Compass file into the plan. The installation reviews the plan requirements and then announces through news groups and email collaboration tools that the plan is ready for UDL sourcing. Step 7. Sourcing requirements. The Compass PEJ is provided to ITO/UMC for TCAMES2 plan creation and UMO souring of TIPFID passenger, cargo, and TTAN ITV tracking requirements. Step 8. Review sourced plan. Units with TCAMES2 notify higher headquarters that sourcing is complete and that unit equipment data in the form of a UDL has been loaded is also complete and is available for review. Step 9. Compass exports. ForceCom installations submit a Compass export from TCAMES2 to ForceCom headquarters. The file is sent using a prescribed email address set up by ForceCom. Step 10. Import TCAMES2 plan. The ITO/UMC for TCAMES2 selects required UDL-UMD for export to Compass via NIPRNet email. Compass operator imports, system validates content based upon various data sources, and provides an unclassified Compass UDL to ASCC action officer supporting ITO/UMC for dissemination back to unit command and control, providing oversight from unit level through 4-star levels. However, when errors are identified, a detailed listing is provided in a separated document to assist in the correction and timely resubmission. Must be noted items identified having error or errors are rejected and not available to be pushed to JOPES. Step 11. Unit-level sourced UMD to JOPES. The ASCC action officer validates sourced requirements and, once satisfied, requests UDL-UMD to be pushed to JOPES. UMD is identified by TDC, UIC, ULN, and destination PID is provided. Step 12. Export UDL. The installation reviews the plan and exports files to the Integrated Booking System, Gates, and other deployment systems. TCAMS2 functionality. The company Yumo uses TCAMS2 to create, maintain, manage, and update unit equipment, personnel, and deployment information files. The Yumo must contact the battalion with the changes that need to be made in the deployment files or source database. Develop plans for known exercises and deployment scenarios. Prepare and execute convoys. Create a UDL from the OEL based on information supplied either through a TIPFID or from the battalion commander. The UDL is forwarded to the Battalion Mobility Non-Commissioned Officer, NCO, for further action. The battalion plan is a UDL for the battalion, to include the headquarters company, and it is built by consolidating the company UDLs to match the requirements. Battalion movements can be constructed for the entire battalion or for slice elements, depending on the mission requirement. A mobility warrant assists the battalion company UMOs. Battalion UMO responsibilities include, but are not limited to, using TCAMS2 to review company movement plans and develop them into movement plans for the battalion. Audit the company's asset management sections for accuracy. Validate battalion movement plans to brigade. The mobility officer or NCO in the BCT use TCAMS2 to review battalion movement plans and develop them into movement plans for the brigade. Insert movement mode data into the movement plan. Validate brigade movement plans to the UMC. Validate unit support requests for commercial transportation to the UMC. Submit requests for unit convoy clearances and special hauling permits to the UMC. At the installation level, the UMC coordinates movements and assists units to develop and execute unit movement plans. UMC responsibilities include, but are not limited to, providing movement guidance to all units moving from the installation, verifying the number of vessels and aircraft determined by SDDC required by each unit, and assisting in designating loading sites and coordinating times to start and complete unit loading. Assisting units in identifying and obtaining BB-PCT. Ensuring unit equipment is properly marked prior to movement by any mode. Serving as the primary point of contact for special assignment airlift mission and exercise airlift. Maintaining and managing containers and 463 Lima pallet and cargo net allocations. The UMC uses TCAMS2 to receive and process convoy clearances and special hauling permits. Advise the unit on preparing movement documentation. Review and export files to the integrated booking system, Gates Air and Gates Surface. Export the sourced UDL data to Compass for data validation and consolidation. Coordinate MHE requirements. Coordinate movement documents for commercial lift of unit. Support unit movement at railheads and airfields. Coordinate airlift requests. Maintain and manage containers and 463 Lima pallet and cargo net allocations. Army units use TCAMS2 to plan, manage, and execute deployments. TCAMS2 is located at battalion and separate company level up through the chain of command. This appendix provides commanders, deployment and movement planners, and operators with descriptive information for using TCAMS2 to coordinate and execute movements. Deployment planners and operators are provided with a matrix or template that identifies basic roles and responsibilities and functions necessary to effectively and efficiently use TCAMS2 to accomplish the unit's deployment and redeployment missions. The intent of the matrix is to allow commanders and planners the ability to associate major functions and tasks in TCAMS2 and supporting roles with the unique deployment business processes as practiced by your unit and installation.